Hello and welcome to Cloud9. I'm Levi Brown along with
Maya Linehan.
And today we have
Krista Mazewski.
All right, good.
That's good. We made her say our own name because we didn't want Levi to mess up.
Yeah, I didn't butcher last names this time. All right, but welcome, Krista, to Cloud9. And
Thank you.
No problem. We know that you blog. You maintain a blog on WordPress.org.
Yes.
Or .com. WordOrg.
.com. Yes.
I have one myself. Started back in December. But
I didn't know that.
Do you actually write on it, though, frequently?
Yeah. Yeah, or not, you know, once when I get a chance. I just published a couple stories about electronic music, you know, how I got into listening to it, how I discovered about my favorite artist, Deadmau5. You get a shot, give it a chance. I'll publish it on Facebook and Cloud9, another little one of my hobbies that I do.
I didn't know you had your own blog.
Yeah, I just like writing sometimes and everything. Mar, you should get a blog.
I'm good, thank you.
You should. We can all have our own blogs.
I wouldn't know what to talk about. I'd be like, so I'm sitting in my dorm room. that's basically it.
It starts the flow.
just do like a diary. Like day one, you know, I went to class. I got some food. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a very good diary. Just being like, I don't know. I thought about, like, I've written, like, in a journal. Yeah, like, my own personal journal before. I don't have one right now, but, like, I used to when I was in, like, middle school. And then I just, like, threw it away.
It's very therapeutic. I highly recommend it, actually. And I think you would end up enjoying it a lot.
Yeah.
Once you started it.
I was going to say, it reminds me of the New Year's days. The New Year days post. Or it's like when New Year's happens, like, keep a journal, write every day in it. For the next year, blah, blah, blah. I might do that when I turn 20 next year, from 20 to 21, like, the transition.
Yeah.
Like, getting closer to adulthood.
It's always interesting to go back and read, see how things have changed.
Yeah, what you thought. Yeah.
See how you've evolved.
So my spelling is horrendous, so that's probably one of the reasons why I don't.
You can always use spell check. Spell check saves the day all the time.
Sometimes. Sometimes it changes to something that doesn't sound like what a
exactly.
human would say.
Nope. Whenever I text my mom and I'm like, try to like spell mom, it turns to men. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, mom. I didn't mean that.
I'm sure she appreciates that.
Yeah, she gets it all done. That's why I don't even like type mom anymore. Because I'm like, she knows who she is. She got this.
She knows her
She's
place.
She's good.
We were in news writing class. I'm sorry. You know, we're delaying the questions a little bit. Sorry.
It's okay.
But,
go on.
My news writing class, I'm a journalism major. Well, communication major, concentration journalism. And we learned how to, you know, if someone quotes something and has explicit language, you have to put, you know, explicit language in brackets. And there's that one word that autocorrects the duck all the time. And so when someone, like, spells it, they're like, so wait, what do you mean? Like, there's a duck. Yada, yada. Point and simple.
I feel you.
It's an explicit word. And then there's like a picture. It says when autocorrect changes it. It's a picture of a duck like with his hand sticking up or whatever. I don't know.
That's a hardcore.
I think whenever the duck like came to Pittsburgh, I went and I saw it. Do you either of you live?
Yeah.
I forget. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
did you guys see it?
I did not go and see it actually because I'm just lazy. Not cultural.
I saw it on the news.
Yeah, we saw it on, like,
good
everyone's
job,
Instagram
Levi.
Posts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, your whole Instagram feed.
The big yellow duck.
I just put it on my Facebook. I didn't have an Instagram then. I got it. When did I get an Instagram? That was a good question. I think it was after, like, at the end of my junior year. Like, going into my senior year. I didn't get one until, like, fairly recently.
Instagram.
My
aunt, many downfalls.
I posted a couple of pictures the other day on my Facebook, and my aunt liked every single one of them. I was mortified.
Don't you love that when you accept someone's request and they just go through and like
every like
every
single picture,
picture
even from like 5 years ago.
A couple likes was
it was
completely
good,
fine.
Yeah,
you
did I didn't
not
need like
take
50.
It beyond that.
I don't understand how people can get so many likes though.
I'm not hip, but then they try to slide in your DMs.
Yeah, like you probably get this all the time. But
yeah,
you're
exactly.
So beautiful, like.
So
I guess I'm,
up in
I guess I'm supposed to answer you now. Huh?
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
That would be the polite thing to do.
So, our first question, do you want to start it off, Levi?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So, what made you want to start maintaining a blog, Krista?
Actually, my sister has her own blog, and she started it first, so I have to credit her for that. And she writes about a lot of her own personal struggles, and she's a bodybuilder. She's really into fitness, so she writes about it on there, and she connects with a lot of people. And I've always loved to write and connect with people, so I thought it would be a good place for me to write about some of the things that are going on in my life. And once I started, I just really couldn't stop. I was, like, writing every single day for a little while.
I was going to say with my blog, it's whenever I get a free chance. Just, mm-hmm. like, pick up, you know, now I got this MacBook. Just pick it up and just start writing, like,
Yeah.
What can I write about?
This semester is keeping me pretty busy. I actually haven't written one in a couple weeks now. But, yeah, I was really going hard for a long time. Every day I think I would post one. Just, it's nice to connect with people on there. It's nice to hear the feedback.
I want to write about friendships. I don't know if I want to do that for my personal blog or, like, the Odyssey or something. Because I write for the Odyssey, too. And they require an article every week. And, like, I have this list of topics. I brainstormed just a bunch of topics. It was before, I'm not sure if it was before spring break or not. It was sometime between, like, before spring break or something. Anywho, it's just a list of ideas I can write about. I got maybe three down. And one of them was, what if Fallout 4 was, like, college? Or if Fallout 4 was in real life. Like, what would the factions of the game be in comparison to groups in college? That's one article I did from there. I did another one, how I got into journalism. I should have published that on my blog because that's more personal than anything.
Yeah.
You know, with the Odyssey, you can just write about – you can write generally anything on the Odyssey, but that one in particular was more personal to me because people always told me, hey, you got the voice. You got the voice for radio. You should try out radio. Here I am.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I never liked my voice on video. Always,
no.
You know, listening on video, it sounds like it's somebody else. It's like, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
Radio, it sounds like me.
I think everybody's voice sounds like weird to them on audio.
Hearing my voice on video, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
No.
But when did your sister start her blog?
I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. I actually was just looking, I was creeping on my sister's Instagram. I know. So embarrassing.
You're a good sister.
And I saw she wrote this long post on there, and she's been through a lot in her life. She's gone through a lot of things, and she really uses it now to help people, motivate people. And I saw she wrote some long post, and I went and I just read all of them at night, and I was just like, oh my goodness, you know, such a good idea, and figured keep it in the family. Copied her. Such a little sister thing to do, but
how much older is she than you?
She's a year and a half older than me, so she's a junior in college. She goes to Duquesne.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not that bad.
What's she majoring in?
She's a psychology major.
Yeah, that's me.
I wonder if that ties in with her blogging. Like, I wonder if, you know, that's why. I wonder if she chose psychology because of her blog. Like,
she's very interested in helping other people. She's all about helping, taking her struggles and what she learned and using it to help other people.
That's definitely psychology.
She's really good at what she does. I have to credit her for that. She's she's a really great writer too.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, one of my friends, she goes to Duquesne.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she's a freshman though. So she just started. But yeah. What are some of the topics that you write about for your blog?
I've written about my sister actually. I think it ended up being my most popular post was growing up with an anorexic sister, which is very personal, and I think a lot of people sometimes are surprised by how personal I get in my blogs, but that's my favorite part about it. I mean,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, right, to help people. And you know, of course I asked her first before I posted it. I just wanted to say, you know, I don't want to put anything.
Respect.
Yeah, I didn't want to
put
anything out there about your life that you don't want anyone knowing. Once it's on the internet, anyone can
see
it.
Yeah.
You know how people are. Of course, there's always going to be people that say negative things. But she was completely okay with it. She actually loved it. And it got so much nice feedback from people, so much support. A lot of people reached out to me that I hadn't talked to in years, which was, that's like my favorite part about it probably, is just like going onto my Twitter or Facebook after I post it and just seeing like all the nice, like long messages people write to you telling you that you help them. I got a lot of that after I wrote one about anxiety, depression, OCD. Because they're hard topics that a lot of people don't like to talk about or probably...
Yeah, they're, like, taboo. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, like, mention it because you're supposed to be happy all the time. And it's, like, when you're not so happy, it's, like, you don't want to show it because then people are going to think, like, you're, like, weird or, like, you know, like, strange or something. And then you're not going to make friends because of it. And it's a whole, like, thing.
Yeah. I stole one out of your... Oh, I'm sorry, Krista.
No, go ahead.
Stole one out of your book with the anxiety. I don't have... you know, being younger, I was usually sheltered, you know, shy. Only time I went outside was when I, you know, played with my family or a cookout or social event.
Yeah.
But throughout, like, elementary school, middle school is when I found, like, two of my best friends. They one goes to Edinburgh, one goes to Pitt Greensburg. No one's these days that they're going to be listening. But anywho, that was when I found, you know, two guys that, you know, I always can hang around. You know, we all get to common interests. We're all trying to go to college, have a better life in the future. And Donald, my roommate, you know, I wasn't really sociable in high school. I only spoke to just those guys. Those are the only people I ever spoke to. College, I came here on the first day, and the very official first day, August 20th, that's when I just kept on breaking the ice with everybody. I was like, hey, my name's Levi. Nice to meet you. You mind if I stay here? And it was in PNC Cafe, Yorktown Cafe, just constantly breaking the ice, like being a shy kid. You actually get out and, you know, meet new people. You want to meet new people. And kind of relates back to what we did in psychology today, too, with extrovert and introvert. Like, I'm kind of both. I know you were there when I said it. I'm an enigma, as people will tell me.
You are. That's a good way to describe you. You can be both. Yeah.
I was going
to
say, like, you get me around a certain group of people, like around Mara, you know, obviously I'm going to talk. You know, I know her.
No, he doesn't talk to me at all.
Yeah, okay.
After the show, we're just complete mute. We don't talk at all.
You just greet each other with sign language.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, get me around Donald. Of course, I'm going to talk and, you know, do things. You get me, put me around someone, you know, say, I don't know, say an incoming freshman next year or something. I'm not going to really, I don't know them too much. I'm just going to sit there and maybe observe, like, okay, what's this person like? Can I start acting weird yet? Stuff like that. But
start to be yourself.
But yeah, I wrote about that, you know, just anxiety growing up. So
yeah,
it's like little four paragraphs. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
Check that out.
Yeah, I think everyone has it to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's like at a certain point in their life or just because of one, you know, specific reason or something. I think everyone has it.
Yeah, everyone's different with their, you know, their nervousness, their anxiety. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it might not technically be like a disorder or something. It's just something, you know, like.
You're just
like
nervous.
Yeah, or like you have like a test anxiety or like, you know, just like talking to someone new is scary.
There's a lot of different forms of anxiety.
I have anxiety just about getting a show started up sometimes. Like, you know, just man.
Oh, he gives me anxiety about starting up the show.
Passes his anxiety on to you.
I'm just lost right now. Anxiety intensifies. It's like a little meme or whatever. I just get anxiety about, you know, hoping everything works. You know, do I have the microphones are good? You know, all that type of stuff. Like, you don't see it, but my stomach, you know, I get little butterflies sometimes. But I've been doing it for a while. And once you get in the habit of doing it so much, you just lose it. Like, I'm going to lose it eventually. It's just, you know, just maybe the sixth time
It'll become second nature.
Right.
Some things are hard to post about, too, because, you know, my parents read it. So you never want to write anything that's going to hurt them, you know, make them feel like, you know, they could have done something differently. Because I do get very personal, but, you know, my parents are always so supportive of it, too. I'm actually writing my own book now for a while, and they're very supportive and, you know, helping me get it published and helping with all that. So, no, I'm super happy that I started it up.
That's very cool.
You know what? I think I'm going to do something like that. I think I'm going to do something like that when I turn 20. I'm going to keep a little journal each day from my 20th birthday to my 21st. But, other than me, so what are some of the topics? I mean, I know you discussed, but any other topics you want to maybe cover eventually in the blog, Krista?
Yeah, I really want to kind of just talk about everything. So far, I've just kind of covered really personal things. That's what I wanted to cover first, but I also would like to cover just things about life. Like, I've always kind of wanted to write about, you know, organic eating, which people will laugh, but it's something I'm very passionate about, or tattoos. You know, I love tattoos and makeup and just all of that. So I always want to post like personal things that are going on in my life, like help other people. But I also want to post more lighthearted things, also kind of make it more of a lifestyle thing than just so heavy all the time. Because I feel like sometimes it can get a little
heavy.
We need to laugh. We need to laugh here.
Like, about the time maybe somebody did something clumsy at school. So, like, I'm probably going to write about this eventually. Ninth grade, freshman year, I ran on a treadmill, full speed, highest elevation.
Oh, no.
Got a brush burn on my leg. It was either my left leg or right, one of them. But the teacher comes in. He's like, what the hell were you thinking? I was like, I don't know. They just told me that, like, somebody said jump on it. And I was like, I'll be that guy. And I think that's what, like, I put in the yearbook. Like, what will you be most remembered for? Jumping on treadmill, full speed, high elevation, and back in freshman year. So, you know.
You have to be able to laugh at the embarrassing things or the crazy things. I'm actually writing one right now about I got in trouble my ninth grade year. I got suspended for fighting. And that surprises a lot of people because it's not me now.
Wow, yeah.
And they're like, what? Like, because now any type of controversy I stay away from. If I see two people even kind of looking at each other weird, I just go in the other direction. I don't want any part of that. But no, I used to be a little feisty and I just, like, it's funny. You know, at the time it wasn't funny and
but now
got me in a lot of trouble.
Like,
yeah, but now it's like, wow, you know, people change. I should write about this not so lovely time of my life.
Don't fight kids.
Yeah, don't.
That's basically the
moral. Don't put your hands on each other.
So have you ever thought about vlogging, like videotaping?
Yeah, I actually, one of my probably regrets in life is not doing a YouTube channel, like videos.
There's still time.
There is still time. Now I'm in college and I'm barely have time to breathe.
Yeah,
or,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Run. But I always wish I had started it, you know, a while back and kind of got a basis
into
of followers.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I feel like
college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and there's so many people now that do it. I feel like it's just like a big competition. But no, I would be interested in vlogging. I don't know, I've always loved writing, so I think that's like where my passion starts first. I'm really awful with technology.
Me too.
Yeah, you could film me, Levi.
I was gonna say I'll be the cameraman.
Every
follow
single
me around.
Day during the summer too. Just be like,
yeah,
I'll
every
just
day
move
vlogs.
In with
you.
You can just
live with me. Move in together.
I was gonna say I'll create my own vlog series. Living with Krista. I don't know.
That would be keeping up with the Mazewskis. That would be really interesting.
That'd be a good show.
The thing with vlogging too, you know, you have to edit too. I'll edit. You know, I know how to edit.
Yeah, I would need help with that.
So
I cannot do that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how to edit. Wait, I don't understand. Like, do you know Jenna Mobiles?
Mm-hmm.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she from Pittsburgh?
No, she's from
Justine. Is that?
No, you're very confused, Levi. Jenna Mobiles. She was a go-go dancer. Okay, in the beginning, not like while she did the, you know, like YouTube videos, but that's what she like did prior to, and she's been making them for years now. I don't even know how many.
And she's
like
become
four,
like her full-time
five.
Job now.
Yeah,
yeah,
like she does something where like she does something for like a music station or something on Fridays, and then they do podcast every Monday.
Yeah,
I actually literally just watched it on like my bike before coming over here. I watched like Jenna and Julian's like, you know, like podcast, and you talk about different things.
Yeah,
I think that's really cool. Like, I don't understand how people can just like upload so many, because she does all the editing by herself, like especially in the beginning of her videos before she like would allow like her boyfriends. Well, she had one, then they broke up, now she has Julian. But, you know what I mean? She only had one at a time. She didn't cheat, I don't think.
Justine's from Pittsburgh, by the way. I just wanted to throw it in.
He looked it up on his laptop. But, yeah, so, like, she would do that, like, all by herself. And I'm not good at technology, though, so I'd be, like,
becomes like their full-time job.
Yeah,
they make so much money off
she
of doing
paid
it now.
For it.
Yeah,
well,
YouTube.
They get paid a lot.
And they have, like, merchandise and everything.
YouTube partnerships.
Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube has become huge
know if she's, like, partnered with anyone. I mean, I know she does stuff with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because he only started it, really, because she, you know, did. Like, she was in a couple of her videos. And he was like, I really like this. You know, so he started doing vlogs and, you know, has his own channel and stuff.
Yeah.
He's not as, like, successful as she is. I mean, obviously she's been around for years. Like, she's an original like YouTuber.
OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an OG YouTuber. Mm-hmm.
Do you wanna ask another question, Levi?
Sure.
How about you go down, we have these numbered on here. How about you do number 5?
Sure. So what's the most stressful part about the blogging process, Krista?
The most stressful part is probably the feedback. Sometimes it's not always positive, but that's just part of it. And I don't mind. The thing with me is I don't mind at all getting, like, negative feedback, as long as it's not You know what I mean? As long as it's in a way that's meant to help you or just an honest opinion. But I've had people get very offended by things that I've posted. Like, I posted one that became very popular called Why I Hate My Hometown, or I Hated My Hometown.
You wrote and about that in our English class, yes. one of our class. I read that.
And I wrote it very long and personal, and a lot of people who lived in my hometown took it very offensively, as if I was saying that I hated everyone and everything, which is certainly not true. Some of the very best people I know are from my hometown. There's parts of it that I love, but there were also very negative parts, and I got a lot of long Facebook messages. I got, like, I think a 25-part Facebook message from someone I hadn't talked to in years that was just not happy that I posted that.
You gotta remember, it's not the place. I'm not, you know, talking about you saying the places are bad. You gotta remember, too, it's not the neighborhoods or, you know,
it's the experience you have.
It's mm-hmm. that and the, yeah. and that and the people that live in that community. It's not always, you know, the neighbor. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna use an example. Like, East Liberty is pretty much my, like, second home. I grew up throughout the East End of Pittsburgh, Garfield, East Liberty, Friendship, you know. And East Liberty has changed so much. The people, the agriculture, the mural. Like, there's a mural on the side of a building. It's gone now. But, you know, walking through East Liberty when I was a child, always seeing that, you know, it just kind of told me, like, people live here. This is what they do. This is what East Liberty is, and now East Liberty is going through a change, and you know it's different because everything around is like changing and leaving, gone. Everything is gone. But yeah, it's the people and the experience that make the neighborhood, or you know, make where you live, you know, good or bad.
Yeah.
Just throw it out there.
I think too, I'm very good at looking back and owning up to my mistakes, and I think just a lot of other people aren't. They're not willing to admit where they're wrong, and I am very honest in my blog. So one thing I never do is I never name names, and I try very hard.
Like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. If I'm writing something negative about someone, I try very hard to make it not obvious. But at the same time, I am honest. I don't make things up in there. So if I write about something, it did happen. And I think just sometimes people aren't willing to accept that did happen, or that they might have done
in
that.
A different view. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they take it as an attack. And they don't realize, I think most of the people too that read my blog now go here, or there's a lot of adults. I actually have a lot of my Facebook friends that, you know, write about it are adults, they're older. And they don't know who this is about. And I think they just get nervous sometimes and they don't want to end up on there. But the point of anything I write is never to attack anybody. So I try and be careful now. I don't ever want to offend anybody, but people get offended by everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Like, it's freedom, you know, mm-hmm. of speech and of the press, because it's like, if you don't say what's on your mind, then who will? Mm-hmm. No one. So that's like the point. And it's like, you can't be afraid to say something because then it's never going to be said. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I mean, it's like you regret all, like, you know, like, you regret what you don't do, not what you do.
Yeah.
You can look back on and be like, I should have done that differently, but it doesn't mean it's a regret at all.
Yeah. And I mean, I pride myself in being honest, so I'll always be honest, and, you know, people will always get offended, but
long story short,
it's gonna happen.
And this is gonna be a long story.
No. It's a short, abridged version. My first experience, like, it wasn't a blog, but it was in a journal. We were using it for some class back in middle school, and I had wrote something about another student, and I didn't get in trouble. But they had looked at my journal. You know, it's mine. Don't look. You know, it's personal.
Yeah.
And I had wrote about what they did or something, how I just didn't like it or whatever. And the teacher actually, you know, the principal had to get involved. Teacher got involved. They sat it with me because, you know, it's my personal feelings, and you're not supposed to go through, like, if it's someone's personal, you know, emotion and feeling, don't go through that. That's what I think. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, you're entitled to feel how you feel.
Right. I was going to say that was my earliest experience, like, writing negative about someone, but, you know, I didn't put their names. Well, obviously, yeah, I did put their names. But the whole thing is,
it's because, like, no one was going to actually read it. Like, it was handwritten.
Yeah. They picked it up. They read it. They got on me for a couple, you know, days and whatever.
Invasion of privacy.
Right, pretty much. And that was my earliest experience writing negative about something. Like, I can write negative, but I choose not to. I try to do feel good things, like my blog posts. You know, I just talked about how I discovered my favorite artist, even though if my dad is listening, he'll take credit for putting me on them. Meanwhile, you know, I didn't like the first song. But either way, that was my first experience writing negative about someone.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's one of the best parts about writing is being able to write about controversial issues, because there's always people that are going through the same thing and you can help them. Like, I think my first post other than my just startup post was about an experience I had with interracial relationships and how negative people can be about that and how much abuse you can get from that from people. And I know people were, this day and age, they're rude. You know what I mean? They're ignorant. Yeah. They're closed-minded. So, of course, when I posted that, people, a lot of older people I've noticed, a lot of adults, they're just very, they're just negative about it. And just like, oh, that's not really affecting you. So, unfriend, delete. Like, you're crazy.
Different times, different mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at what they live through.
Yeah, that is true. It just depends.
You want to ask the next question more?
Actually, I was going to say we could go to break, and then we still have some questions because we're not going to play a game. So we'll be right back, and we'll do something a little bit different after.
Okay. Here's Levels by Avicii, everyone.
Get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling,
Hi, and we are back. We hope you like the song Levi did.
Yep, Avicii, or Levels by Avicii, one of my favorite songs. Pitbull actually sampled, he sampled Levels for Good Feeling. Just a little heads up. Because I had listened to Levels, and this came out in 2012. I know I'm digressing.
No, it's okay. Go on.
This came out in 2012 or 2011, and Pitbull's Good Feeling came out 2013? Or no. I don't know. Either way, Levels came first. Avicii sampled the Good Feeling part from a singer way back when, and then Pitbull had sampled it also. He sampled the beat pretty much of Avicii and then the vocals from the song that Avicii sampled. Long story short, very good song. Avicii, very great artist. Listen to him when you get a chance.
I probably won't.
Breaks my heart.
I'm sorry. I don't
listen to some Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, I know. I don't really listen to that much like music. Whatever's on the radio.
Mainstream.
Basically. Yeah. It's just like what I listen to. I don't know. I'm not that into it. I mean, it's good. Like, I like music.
You know you should listen to?
Lana Del Rey.
Dead Mouse.
He was gonna say Lana Del Rey.
Dead Mouse?
Dead Mouse, yes.
Isn't that a cute name?
Yeah. It's such really a cute name.
Come on, it is.
That sounds terrifying.
No, it doesn't.
I just figured out that it was pronounced Dead Mouse. I was like,
he's trolling Kanye West. He has a shirt that says Dead Mouse Cinco. That's how people say Dead Mao because they see MAU and then five. It's funny.
Okay.
Anywho.
Funny story really quick. We'll just keep digressing here. I went to Starbucks with my friend a couple weeks ago, and I told her my name, and I said it was spelled with a U, because some, you know, like A-R-A. It's, you know, sometimes how people spell it with, like, the M in front of it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I told her the way how, like, I spell my name. And she goes, okay. She writes M-A-E, crosses out the E. That sounded weird. Puts, like, a U and then O-R. I'm like, I don't understand that's
where that
my
comes
name,
from.
But I should get my birth certificate and change it right now, apparently. I don't even know what that is. And, like, the man was, like, calling out names. And he was like, and I'm like,
he's afraid to say
it's mine. Well, because it wasn't spelled correctly. Okay, so moving on from that.
Call me Levy.
Very sad. Okay, Levy. So we were gonna talk about some of Krista's like posts. I looked at them before I came here, and I looked at a couple actually, but like the ones that I thought we could talk about a little more was My Dad, My Hero, and Why I Love Kim Kardashian. Whatever one you want to start with. If there's any other ones, you can chime in too.
I'll start with the Kim Kardashian one. We'll stick with the
We might have to stay on this one the entire time.
Yeah, I know. I'll try to keep it brief. I think everyone that knows me knows that I'm obsessed with the Kardashians, specifically Kim. That's my girl. When I was younger, a couple years ago, just even, I didn't like the Kardashians because, you know, nobody did. It was like the popular thing to hate them
and
say
them,
like,
yeah.
Oh, they're famous for nothing. Oh, they're famous, you know, for being pretty. But I was cyber schooled, so I was at home one day and it was just on. I was home every day and the TV was on and an episode of their show was on and I watched it and I just, like, loved her. Like, I just thought she was funny. And, like, I loved her style. So that's what got me into watching it. And then I started, like, reading, like, her books and, like, her posts. And I think the reason I love her is because the whole world literally hates her. But she's still so, you know, positive. You know, she gets hated on so much for everything. Everything she does, it's controversial. People turn it. They twist it. They make her look so bad. But she just... You know, she just keeps her head up and she keeps doing what she does and, you know.
And now she's married to Kanye West.
Yeah, who's also very controversial. And I will say he's...
Yo, Krista, I'm real happy for you. I'm going to
let you... Oh, gosh, okay.
You know,
go ahead, Levi.
No, I'm kidding. I'm jacking with
you. I love Kanye. But I love them both and I love them together. I feel like we're family.
Didn't
Didn't
Kanye say, like, President...
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who knows if he probably is serious, and if he is, then
I
might vote for him.
At this point, he might as well run in this election because I would listen to what he has to say too.
He'd probably get up on stage, just drop
he
a
just
verse
rap.
Real fast.
Yeah,
yeah. He might be getting my vote. At this point, I'm up in the air. So.
Do you know that Donald Trump is actually in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He shaved I know about this.
He's a wrestler?
No.
No, it's just because they like let anyone in.
They always have a celebrity
inducted.
Yeah, a celebrity inducted like each year with the Hall of Fame. And at I think it was WrestleMania 22, he shaved Vince McMahon, the CEO of WWE. He shaved his head bald at WrestleMania cuz he lost the Battle of the Billionaires. But long story short, that was a pretty funny moment. And they keep on bringing up Steve Austin's, Stone Cold Steve Austin's confrontation with him. He's like, listen, I don't care who you are. And then the crowd's like, what?
Oh, yeah, I saw that,
You can have 1 billion, what? 2 billion, what? 3 billion. Like, he just keeps going.
And keeps going. It goes to, like, 10.
Well, Steve Austin's the funny. Him and The Rock. The Rock is, you know, Kim Kardashian's your idol. The Rock, that man is just hilarious. He's funny.
Bald.
He
is.
He went bald like in 2004, 2003.
I know. But it's like,
it makes him look scarier.
Yeah, it does. Like, I don't understand. Like, just imagine if Donald Trump is bald.
Look at
I don't think we want to
imagine
that.
He has like a 7 or 8 year old. Or he has like a young son.
That's crazy.
Maybe not that young.
Well,
but
his
like,
wife is like young. Much younger than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about that in Psych 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. His wife is beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Isn't she an immigrant?
I have no idea.
I think she is.
Speaking of Kanye, I think she might be a gold digger. Well, she might apply to that because she is beautiful and he.
But like, I don't understand. Like, the. Sorry, Levi.
A foreigner.
Go ahead.
A foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said immigrant. A foreigner.
Okay. A foreigner.
Just be PC here. No, I'm kidding. You don't need to be PC on radio. Go ahead, Mara, as you were.
But no, do you know? You know what I mean. Like, she came from a different country. But like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be like mortified if I was his child.
He has a lot of kids, but...
He does. I mean, does he have, like, five or
He has a lot of grown children. Yeah. I know he has a Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and they're both adults and, you know, helping him with his campaign.
Yeah, he has a daughter, too.
Yeah,
I think
Ivanka.
At least one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they... Oh, I feel kind of bad because they probably catch so much flack just for being
Well, that's what I mean.
His children.
Yeah, it would be difficult to be his kid.
Who knows? They might think he's crazy, so... you never know.
Speaking of dads, you also wrote an article called My Dad, My Hero.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that a little more?
Well, growing up, I was always very close with my dad, and being cyber-schooled, I spent a lot of time at home, so it was good to have a good relationship with my parents, or that could have gone very
bad.
But when my anxiety was really bad, and it kind of spiraled into some depression, I spent... not a lot of time at all out or with friends. I spent most of my time at home because that's just where I felt comfortable. I didn't feel comfortable really going out in public or interacting with people. So anywhere I would go was with my dad, and he just became like my best friend. And, you know, even things are a lot better for me now, but I think it's important to always remember, even when things are good, to let people know that you're not going to forget how they were there for you when things were bad. You know what I mean? I don't want them to think just because things are good now, so yeah, we don't spend every second together anymore, and I'm up here, and we might not, you know, talk quite as much because, you know, I'm out now, and I'm, you know, able to interact with other people. I don't want them to think that I, you know, forgot about how he was there.
I mean, I think as a parent, he wouldn't be like, oh, she's out hanging with her friends. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare she? Like, that's what he would, like...
Yeah.
That's what he wants, you know, for you to be able to, like, have a good social life.
Yeah.
I remember what Krista is saying kind of reminds me about the recent psychology paper we had to write for Caroline Degnan's class. You know, with death.
Yeah, the death paper.
And one of the quotes from, I think, Steve Jobs' speech was, like, you never know when your last day... You know, live every day as if it were your last, because you never know if you're guaranteed tomorrow. So that just made me think about that whole thing, because I do want to like start getting out, like, you know, get out and just be adventurous. Like, I've never been on that nature trail down by Madison Hall yet. So eventually I want to go before the school year's out, or
it's
next
nice.
Year.
You should go. You should go take a walk on it. It's really relaxing just to get out, you know, sometimes just get out of here, because you can feel a little confined sometimes.
Yeah, even though, I mean, the campus isn't that small, but still, it feels
really,
like, well, I live, like, at Hancock. I'm, like, great with, like, I can, like, see, basically.
Nicholson.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, I know where food is. My mom said whenever I moved in, she was, like, do you see that, like, you know, thing on the top of that building? And I'm, like, yeah. She's, like, that's where you get food. That's how I remembered where Nicholson was. But then I actually had to find, like, all the rooms in it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That was first day struggles.
Oh, my goodness.
Freshman struggles.
The first, it was so crazy coming here. You thought it was so big. You're like, oh, I'm never going to be able to find my way around. Well,
it's not. Yeah, it's
and
not
then,
that
yeah,
bad.
And then you learn, like, it's basically a big circle. It's like no matter where you're at, you can always kind of make a turn and end up wherever.
That's what my high school was like before they did renovations.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much just, like, not like a circle. I mean, I guess kind of, but it was more like a square. Like, you could go, like, anywhere, like, up a floor, and it'd be the same, you know, like, layout. I mean, I think they tried to do that for a lot of, you know, the, like, schools, but it was very, like, easy to get around and everything. Except now, okay, this annoys me so much. My brother, he just graduated from here last year, and before he even went into ninth grade as a freshman at the high school, they were thinking of doing renovations. They didn't do it until my ninth grade year. My brother and I are 3 years apart in age, but 4 in school, because I took 2 years of kindergarten. And so, of course they did, but I was there. And then once he graduated, they were like, okay, we'll just give it to the little in a hand, and we'll
of
make
course.
Her upset.
Isn't that always how it works out?
Yeah, and then, like, my health class was in the, gym, you know, like, wing, and, like, the athletic, you know, like, office wing. And then my soc class, which was second period, was on the 6th floor of the old building.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how I'm supposed to get there in 5 minutes.
Oh, that was the struggle. I had that like last semester. Or actually, it was this semester, I thought. I have a class in Seoul Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And then my next class is in Wheatley. And I read my schedule wrong, and I thought they were only 10 minutes apart.
See, that's what I dreaded. I dreaded, like, getting a class that was in, like, Massey is all the way down. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know Robert Morris, every day is leg day here.
every day.
You and, never skip it.
And Massey is all, I dreaded, like, having a class schedule where you're in Massey first, then, like, say you got to go to Seoul. That's all the way across mm-hmm. campus. Then you have a class in Wheatley, so you got to walk all the way back.
All the way back. It's like a whole circle. Yeah. I ran there the first day after Christmas break, and it was freezing cold that day. And then I read my schedule wrong. I was just sitting in this classroom, and this kid asked me, he was like, is this argument and research? And I was like, he asked me if it was something else, and I thought it was argument and research. I was like, no, this is argument and research. And everyone was like, nope. You're wrong. And I was in the just completely wrong class. And It turns out I have over an hour to spare between my two classes.
Oh, wow. Like, but hey, at least that's nice. I mean, on that day, it would feel like terrible. But
mortifying.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be the student in the wrong class. But there's always one.
Oh, it's okay. I've like almost walked into like a wrong class before. It's fine. Actually, we have the argument. Is that what a class
Class? Yeah.
I don't even know what my class is called. But, we had the same class. Yeah, I remember walking in the first day. I was like, I don't really know anyone here. And then I walked in the second day. I was like, oh, Krista's here.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I didn't know where to sit. And then you're like, come sit by me. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, no, poor Mara. She was sitting in the front, like, right in front of the teacher podium all by herself. And I was like, no.
That scared me so bad.
Mara does not need to be sitting up there that close.
I tried not to move.
Yeah, she can come here in the back with me. I know.
Be protected.
I was like, yeah, come back here. You don't have to face this alone.
At least there was one seat left. Actually, like, everyone in all of them.
Yeah, everyone in our class is really cool.
Yeah, everyone's pretty nice. So, Levi, do you want to start with the Yik Yaks of the week?
Sure. I want to go from bottom to top instead. I want to say the last one.
Okay.
So, the first Yik Yak is, it's the weekend and the college yak should be going crazy. Nope. It's RMU and everyone's parents are picking them up. Pretty true.
That's literally me, like, every single weekend. It's okay.
I'm going to start doing it more next semester. I got to go home. I'm actually feeling a little bit homesick, honestly.
Been feeling homesick lately, too, actually. I never was for a while, but lately I've been.
It's like getting to you since the end of the year is closing up and you're about to head back anyway.
Yeah. We only have a month.
That's crazy.
Yay. Like, we literally, this was like our fifth, week. Like, and if you think about it, we literally only have 3 weeks because the last week is finals. Mm-hmm. So you're truly not here depending on your schedule. Like, I will probably honestly go home at some point. You know what I mean? Then come back, take a test, and leave that same day.
Hopefully I can get all my finals done before the week of the actual week. Hopefully, I know my intro to decision support systems professor is going to do that. I hope he gives us our finals early because he does that.
Yeah, I know we're going to have, like, always on an actual, like, test day.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be here until the last day possible because that's that's my luck. But I'm gonna miss it, actually. I mean, we have a long summer break.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, like, I was at my grandma's this weekend, and she asked me when school, got out. And I told her, and she's like, whoa, so you're gonna come visit me? And I'm like, maybe a couple weeks after grandma.
We have all of May off.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's bizarre. Will. I want to, my dad moved to Arizona after I graduated, last summer. So, like, I'm gonna try to, like, visit him. Like, I just saw him this weekend. So, like, he comes back for business.
He's in the desert.
I know. But, like, I want to go visit him because, like, he took my cats there. So I want to, like, go and see them and my dad. Primarily my cats. But my dad's nice, too. I'm not a crazy cat lady. I just love my cats. Them specifically, they're really cute.
Crazy cat lady?
No, I'm not.
I didn't say I was just saying crazy cat lady. But go ahead.
You probably think I am, Levi. Okay, so the next Yik Yak is, I get that you're having fun and going to parties, but do you have to document every second of it on Snapchat? Like, ... seriously.
Gee, I wonder who does that.
Not me. Levi?
I don't go to parties. What you looking at me for?
Levi.
I don't. What?
Levi is a hardcore partier, everybody. Don't listen to this.
Mom and Dad, I hope you're not listening.
They're gonna call you
when people post things like that. Like, if somebody wants to post it on Snapchat,
you take a video, it lasts longer.
Let them do it. Yeah, like, let them show everyone that they're having fun. We all do it. I mean, maybe not all of us. I do it. Maybe that's why I'm getting so defensive about it. But you know, people, I don't understand why everyone cares so much. You know, you can do anything anymore. People get mad.
Yeah.
I just sit there, like, just tapping my thumb against my phone.
Yeah, I don't even really look at stories. I just kind of, like, flip through them, like, very fast.
You just tap through them.
Yeah. But, Levi, do the last one.
Showers here got me, like, because you're hot and then you're cold. I'm like, yes, and then no. I'm in and I'm out. I turn you up.
You up. You go and down.
Oh, yeah.
Because the, like,
yeah, Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
Right. I feel
it's a Katy Perry song.
Knew that sounded familiar.
Yeah.
I'm
you're hot and you're cold. You're yes and no. You're no. You're in and you're out. And you're up and you're down. Boom.
You should just have a sing-along.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, so thank you for listening.
Oh, and also next week, tune into Cloud 9, not on Tuesdays at 5. Not Tuesday at 5, but Thursday at 5.
Not at 5.
Oh, 6 o'clock. My bad. Sorry, everyone.
No, 7.
7. Oh, my God. Pulling Levi again.
Good job. Third time's the charm.
Yeah, really. Thursday at 7.
Next week only. Our guests will be available then, and we will be broadcasting Cloud 9 from 7.
Live
from 7 to 7:45 on Thursday next week. I'm Levi Brown.
I'm Maya Linehan.
I'm Krista Mazewski.
And this is Cloud 9 Radio. Please tune in next week for our special guests and follow us on social media, Cloud 9 RMU Radio on Facebook, Cloud 9 RMU on Instagram and Twitter, I believe. It's all different, but I'll post it in the...
who'll attach it?
Yeah, in...
Online.
Yeah, in the Twitterverse or Facebook. But thank you again for listening. We'll see you soon.